Well, good morning. It's 9:35 a.m. on Tuesday, March the 12th, 2019. It's a bit chilly. It's 38. It's coming up on 40. It's not like it's cold. It's not like freezing. But yesterday was one of those days where I got sidetracked by all of the things that I needed to do during the day to support me and the family, chores, errands. The day got out of hand almost before it started, so yeah, I didn't get out yesterday. So here we are, one again. That's probably going to be the title today, one again. Headspace for some reason thinks it's two, but I don't remember meditating yesterday. Not exactly sure what that's about, but be that as it may. So yeah, the therapist appointment yesterday at about this time, which is why I didn't get up and get moving in time to get the walk in before, and by the time it was after, it was way too late. So ADHD is taking a toll on me. Part of the problem is that all of my foundational tools are at this point rubbing up against the ADHD. So everything is boring. Everything is, really? Again? Do we have to do it again? The answer is yes. And unfortunately, I'm not saying yes. I'm thinking about it. The mantra for the day is stop thinking about it, do it. Stop thinking about it, do it. So I'm up, I'm out, I'm moving. I have my first email coming out to the list in a couple of days. Should go out on the 15th. Good morning. Lady running by, smiling with the endorphins. I'm building up a little bit of heat. The first mile, I just barely got the meditation out of the way because I was foolishly answering email while walking along. I should have just said, no, I'm not going to do this till I get home, and let it go, but I didn't. Live and learn. But I am hiking right along this morning. I'm trying to get back. I'm hungry. I want my breakfast. I walked away and left the phone plugged in, which means by the time I get back, it will have rung. It will have awakened the sleeping household, and that's never a good thing. So the book, I am still writing every day. I have not missed a day yet, although I will confess that one of the 25-minute sprints was not exactly a big word count time block. I did it. But it was really late at night. I had taken my pills already. I was falling asleep at my keyboard. It's a wonder I got anything in. But I made myself do it, so it's done. It was done that day. I need to do it early. I need to do it in the morning. I need to do it before I get distracted by everything else that happens during the day. Just like the walk. I have to do it early. Now, sunrise this morning was 7:15. It'll probably be about the same time tomorrow. We're coming up on the solstice, I think. We must be. Not the solstice, the equinox. Solstice. No, we're not coming up on the solstice. That's months away yet. The equinox. It should be coming up soon. Spring is in the air. So the book, it's about 70,000 words. It's like 68. I think I broke 69 last night. And I'm still missing a few pieces. When I think about the pieces that I have and I think about the pieces that I need, I'm still missing a few pieces. I really like the way the story is shaping up. It's a pain in the ass because I'm missing pieces in the middle. I'm missing pieces at the end. The beginning is okay, I think. I may have enough of beginning. So I just have to find the places where A, it's missing, B, I've said the same thing 6 times. Because it's been so long since I've been working on this that I've forgotten big chunks of what might be there. I've been trying to figure out how to get it in correct sequence. And I think the answer is to put the date stamps in the chapter, in the topmost chapter headings. Right now they're a subheading. And if I put them in the top so I can see them, then I'll be able to move them around in word processing just by sorting out the correct dates and times for each chapter. I may not even need to do that. I may just need to expose them. At any rate, I've got a plan to put it in order. And I think what I need to do is take some time today and put them in order so that I can read it and see what parts are there, what parts are missing, what parts I need to add, all that. There's a guy walking in front of me here. Turn up here. Here we go. Okay, headed east. Jesus, they've built up this empty lot that was prairie dog territory here. They've built it up a good 10 or 12 feet. I can't see the line of buildings across. anymore because it's just too big. So, yeah, book is coming. I don't have a cover for it. Coming up on the monk post, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. Okay, I did finally hear from Steve Cousins, and he's the guy who did the original South Coast cover. He's not doing it anymore. And so that means I've got really carte blanche. I can recover South Coast and get a matching cover for Cape Grace and probably get a bargain, get a discount for having to know who to contact. Contact Kip. He's going to want $1,000 to do the two covers. Which is probably worth it in the long run. It's just going to make this book particularly expensive to produce. Maybe I should contact Starla, see what she can do. So I'm walking along, I'm thinking about, you know, cover art and getting the book done. I still need to get Darkness finalized. I should probably spend some time doing that. I'm working toward that today, just because I have a cover for that. I have it done. I just need to go through and make sure the PDF is correct. And then I'll see if I can get it up. See if I can get KDP to actually publish it without linking it to a t-shirt this time. Carrying a lot of tension across my shoulders. I can tell that because my back is saying, hey, what the hell are you doing? The shift to daylight saving time has just totally screwed me up. Not like I wasn't messed up before, but I mean, seriously, these last few days have been, am I awake? Am I asleep? Is it time to food? What did I make last night? Chicken tikka masala. Came out pretty good. Well, it's not the same as homemade chicken curry, but it's easier. my corned beef and cabbage the other day. It was the worst corned beef I have ever had. I could not believe it. It was just, you know, usually corned beef is salty and fatty, and it's not exactly good for me. But I love corned beef. This corned beef was in the not good category of corned beef. Not only was it not fork tender, which is usually the case, I had a hard time cutting it. I was severely disappointed, because I like corned beef and cabbage. So now I have a cabbage, because I didn't have room in the pot to put the corned beef and the cabbage. I might try another corned beef, but I'm not going to get the same brand. I'll try again. Well, Saturday is St. Paddy's Day, so maybe I can do it again on Saturday. Get a bigger pot, put it in sooner, see if I can boil it to death. Okay, coming up here. I can see the back gate from here. I heard a lot of birds. I can hear a lot of birds. I hear there's a woodpecker tap, tap, tapping away. Of some kind. I don't know if it's a woodpecker or a flicker. One of those kinds of birds. Rat-a-tat-a-tatting. The dead weeping willow is still dead. It looks like the living weeping willow is only, maybe only half alive. The branches are turning a little bit yellow on one side, but they look pretty dead on the other side. Crab apples aren't beginning to do anything yet, although there might be little swellings on the ends. My maple tree is looking like it wants to leaf. Postal person is going around early this morning. Or maybe it's the normal time, I don't know. They usually don't get here till like 1 o'clock. It's 3 hours away still. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And depending on whether or not we get the blizzard, because tomorrow is supposed to be mid-20s and 12 inches of snow, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.